Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and we're going to continue on in the subject of consecration, which we've been looking at this week. And yesterday I shared one of the Hebrew words that is used for consecrate is nazar, which means to separate. And to separate by the word of God and by choice and decision from the things of this world. In other words, to be set apart for total service. That means we're not only willing to repent of our sins, but to live, act, and dedicate all that we are and all that we have to our Lord. You know, in the Old Covenant, there were many different kinds of offerings that were offered, but the burnt offering was a sacrifice that was totally consumed by fire. It was totally given to the Lord. And God is wanting us to surrender our hearts, our lives to Him in a complete way. And, you know, beloved, I think in the days that are ahead of us, we really need to have that kind of passion, that kind of conviction, if we're going to stand in the evil hour in which we are finding ourselves at this point. The times are growing darker. We can't pray them away. We know the Word of God tells us that in the end times, things will wax worse and worse. There will be darkness on the earth and gross darkness, the people, as Isaiah declares. And so it's important that we, to the best of our ability, allow the Holy Spirit to deal with us. And He's very gentle. He knows how, in such discreet ways, to bring our attention to areas. And He deals with that area. And then He goes on perhaps to another one. And I just feel to stop for a moment and pray with those of you who feel that that's something you would like to do, to consecrate yourself to the Lord again. Oh, I know you love Him, and of course that's why you're listening. You want to grow more in the Lord. While I do occasionally give a salvation call, this is primarily, the broadcast has always been focused on the perfection of the believer, that we can come into maturity. So let's pray if you have a desire, or there may be loved ones that you're asking God to do that in. Father, for those who have loved ones or spouses that are perhaps saved, but they're not serving God in the way and the dimension that You desire them to, Lord, they're standing in the gap. But for those, Father, all of us, Lord, that none of us have arrived. Paul said, I haven't attained yet, but he's pressing on toward the mark or the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Lord, that's our aim. We want to press on. We want to continue on. We want to be found pleasing in Your sight. We've been made worthy. We've been made righteous by the blood of Jesus. We are saved, Lord, and we thank You for that great salvation. But Lord, we now ask that You would so transform our mind, our hearts, our souls, that it will not be a hard thing, but we will willingly and with complete surrender consecrate ourselves to You, knowing that Your plans for us are good. You know the plans that You have for us, plans of good and not of evil, to give us a hope and a future and an expected end. So, Father, we trust Your character, that You are a good God. Help us, Lord, in areas we are weak. Help us to have victory over the works of the flesh. Father, we stand on Your word that no weapon formed against us will prosper. We rebuke forces of darkness seeking to gain entrance into our lives. And Father, we thank You for the empowering of the Holy Spirit that all that we are and all that we have and all that we ever will be, we give to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Even as I said those words, I thought of a song, "To God be the glory. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe all to thee." Amen. Isn't that truth? Praise God. All right, beloved. Well, let's move on now in what I'd like to share with you. To be separated to God means to be offered, as it were, a burnt offering to the Lord. And we need to pray that the Holy Spirit fan the fire and the flames of that first love. And in order for Christ to fully use us, he must have preeminence in our lives in order to guide us, in order to purify us, in order to transform us, in order to energize us. He must have the right of way with us. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? And if we insist on having our own way, if we're rebellious, self-willed, well, then he'll just pull back a little, and eventually we will fully tire ourselves. And when we're collapsed in weakness and in the futility of our own struggle, he'll then come to us and say, "Well, are you willing to do it my way?" Praise God. And there's just, you know, a desire that we need to have. There's no way that Jesus can guide someone who's not yielded to him. If we want to live a life of true liberty, of that resurrection power, that overcoming victory, we must be under the all-consuming presence of the matchless one. And many times we might not get the answer to our prayers because there's something in our lives that we're not totally yielded to Christ. I mean, in some cases, the answer just never seems to come. Satan, beloved, will always give you a battle, but eventually a victory will come. And, you know, I've known some folks, they face the same situation year in and year out. And I know for a fact, for example, in some marriages I'm thinking of right now, one is just not yielded to the Lord. And of course, there's nothing but problems. And there may be things in our lives, some besetting sin, a sharp tongue, or a wrong attitude. We have to, or a bad attitude. We have to be totally yielded to Jesus. For how can the Lord lead us if we're not yielded to him? And beloved, you can say, "Well, I tried, Sister Glass, but I know I'm not perfect." Beloved, that's all that matters, is your desire. Your desire to follow Jesus, to be consecrated to him. He knows we're not perfect. In this mortal body, we will never be totally perfect. John said, "If any man thinks that he doesn't sin, the man's a liar." Because in this flesh nature, we still are in the world. We have a carnal nature. We seek to mortify it, to kill it through the power of the Holy Spirit. But it is an ongoing, ever continuing process in our lives. No one ever this side of heaven reaches the state of perfection. I don't believe, at any rate, because we are all a work in process. You may have temptations. You may have habits that seem to keep you bound. But if you will determine to devote your life and separate yourself from those things that you were doing, don't put yourself in situations where you're vulnerable to temptation, where you might fall and turn aside. As you set yourself apart to Christ, determine to obey him. And when he sees your submission to him, that desire for total consecration, you will experience his life-giving flow. Just being saved, beloved, that's not going to bring you into total victory in Christ. We also have to be consecrated to him, just like that burnt offering was totally consecrated to the Lord. You know, what is that slogan I heard? You know, we're a living sacrifice on the altar of God. Well, the problem of a living sacrifice, they always want to crawl off the altar. God wants us, He wants our heart, beloved. And as we are willing to do that, to say, yes, Lord, with all that I am, I want to surrender to you. I want to give my life to you anew and afresh. Then there's no reason for us to stand back in defeat. Sin no longer can have sway and dominion over us. Jesus has prepared a new and living way which he has consecrated for us. In Hebrews, the 10th chapter, I'd like to read verse 16. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now where there is remission of these sins, where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. So, verse 19, having therefore, this is because of what Jesus did, beloved, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near. That's what God is wanting us to do, with a true heart, not divided, but a heart that's completely set on Jesus, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Praise God. And so, beloved, he who began that good work in you is going to be faithful to complete it. Well, we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me. And if you have prayer needs, I invite you to write and share those needs. I personally will read your letter and pray for you and send back whatever the Lord gives. If you should prefer the convenience of email, I will confirm receipt and, of course, pray. But if you would like a personal letter back, I ask you to enclose your mailing address so that I might personally send back whatever God gives to me. I love you, thank the Lord for you, and thank you for the privilege of sharing God's word with you every day at the same time. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.